When I was a kid, I was about 10 or 11. Let's see. So I was born in 58, so this is 69, 70, something like that.
And you went to
the Lawrence Livermore Lab in Berkeley, in the hills above Berkeley, which is a radiation laboratory. And there was a guy in a room, and it was the first time I'd ever seen a computer and a handheld computer. And he was running every possible computation on it to see if there was an error anyplace. And he found one. There was like some decimal point of multiplication that the thing was screwing up at. And we got to play with it and punch our fingers on it and stuff and add things. And so that was the first time I saw a computer. There were places that had the big, weird computers, but not in that room. It was just like a guy sitting at a table with a little handheld. I mean, the first time I used one, I was, let's see, in my 20s. And I had to make a computerized design for a sign so that I can send it off to the manufacturers to have a silkscreen done. So it was the first time I ever did it. It was SE, Macintosh SE. Remember those?
Yeah.
It was Aldus Freehand before Adobe bought them. And you know the SEs, they had those little screen, funny little screen, black and white, no color. I can't remember. I didn't know enough about it to know like how many megabytes of memory it had or anything like that. You know, it's a long time ago. And I was a total junkie then. I remember being so high when I was doing it. Like, just sat there and was like, whoa. John Fadef, aged 46.